From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA's Economic Research Service updated their net farm income forecast for 2019 and now expect net farm income to increase $4 billion or 4.8% from 2018 to $88 billion this year. If that does happen, according to AgWeb.com, inflation-adjusted net farm income would remain slightly below its historical average of $90.1 billion. USDA notes, however, the increase in government payments and flat expenses are the driving forces behind the income increase. It used to be consumers wanted farmers to be local, healthy, or safe. But now, according to a global study by Cargill, the new buzzword is sustainable. MilkBusiness.com reports Cargill found half of the 4,000 surveyed in the U.S., China, Mexico, and Spain saw a farmer primarily as a person who feeds the world, while just 25% chose steward of the Earth's natural resources. Cargill found the majority say farmers should care most about providing safe, healthy, abundant, and affordable food, yet would prefer their food come from smaller, specialty, local, or organic farms, which can't necessarily compete on cost. A month ago, the EPA stunned the corn industry with news it approved 31 additional small refinery exemptions for big oil companies. Then last week, according to AgWire.com, National Corn Growers Association President Lynn Crisp sent a letter to President Trump encouraging him to step in and help out corn farmers that have been affected by this mistake. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.